print. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
You're in the doghouse with Rick Watson and Big Dog Sports Talk on the WRAD Talk Network.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
You know what that means? Do you? We're the underdog. We're mutts.
My number one play is the power sweep.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Welcome in to Hour 3, the Power Hour, on Big Dog Sports Talk with Rick Watson. Join the conversation now on the Long & Foster Baker Team Hotline, 540-639-4900, or text Rick and the show at 744-2990.
It's Hour 3 of the program. Hope you're well wherever you might be here on this Wednesday. Text line's open for you, 744-2990. Well, we always hold the line for our next guest. He is the voice of Virginia Tech football. It's time for the Roth Report here on BDST.
From the talk of the New River Valley WRAD, it's time for the Roth Report. Now, along with Virginia Sports Hall of Famer, current ESPN broadcaster, and voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth, here's Rick Watson.
And back from Spain is William. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Good to be with you. How's everything?
Hanging in there, man. Nice weather today here in the Valley.
So I know. It's good. It's good to be back home. I love traveling. It's always great, however, to come back.
Absolutely.
You know, when you land and welcome to the USA, it's great.
Well, you had a great time, I know, man, and you got to go to something really cool. We talked about it last week, Saturday night. Talk about your just a wonderful experience there that you had at the, how do you say it, Bernabeu Stadium.
The Real Madrid regular season finale.
Cool.
And my nephew came in, so it was a bucket list thing. We got tickets, which was much more difficult than I anticipated. It's not that big of a game, but it was still sold out, and it's the final game. They have a huge game this week, the biggest game of the year. It's the European Cup final. They're playing in London at Wembley Stadium. But, you know, it's interesting to watch a passionate fan base from another team, and I think I mentioned this last week. Like, they do things so well. Their commitment to everything they do, from their concessions to their ticket taking to their video board to the pitch itself, the playing surface, the stadium, the way the coach wears a suit and stands on the sideline,
yeah.
Kind of has that stoic, classy look. You know, team's been playing since 1902, and they've won more European Cups than anybody else. They're a big name, whatnot. But the way they approach everything they do is really, really nice, really classy. They are very royal. You know, they're
yeah, sure.
There's more to it than just.
Yes, I get that.
Soccer team, a football team. There's Real Madrid is the Royals. The King of Spain blessed that group as being royal. And there's another team in town, you know, Atletico. And they're more the common man's team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's just interesting to see the interaction between the fans and just to watch it as an outsider.
A couple text messages. Can you ask Bill what was the best thing he ate? Is this going to be a new buffet,
yeah, we'll
buddy?
But you know what it's like? They sing a lot. And I would say that imagine the Castle Guard from Castle Coliseum, right? The guard that sings and is engaged.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine like 80,000 of them in a football game. I mean, they sing throughout the game. And some of it is orchestrated, right? Some of it. it kind of reminded me of Texas A&M football. You know, they have these different chants, and once a yell leader gives the signal, everyone knows what to do.
Everybody does, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They've got a bunch of those, too, but they're more, they sing. It's more singing than chanting. Kind of like what our students do with Enter Sandman after the music cuts off. They keep singing. But they've got probably a dozen songs they sing during the game.
Well, speaking of Sandman, kickoff, what, 94 days away?
94 days from today, yes. But this is big. Official visits start this weekend in all of June. It's such a busy month. Some of the top players in the Commonwealth in our region will be in Blacksburg. And the difference between what we can do in May and June with a kid who comes in to visit as opposed to coming to a game, because they're both really important, quite obviously, right? But game week, the coaches are getting the team ready for that week or that day's game. And so there's not as much time to visit with a recruit or his family or whoever he's coming with, right? Because you got a game to play. You're worrying about the guys you already have. Whereas now, way more time. It's so much more casual. They can walk around campus. It's easier to park. There's things to do that you can't do just because of a time constraint right now. So it's a stressful week. It's a fun week. It's a busy week for our staff and the whole recruiting staff, not just the coaches, but everybody that's involved with that department in Tech football.
Tough news about Tucker Holloway, though. Finding out he may.
Yeah,
be
I
done.
Saw that. Yeah. It's a shame. You know, Coach Pry has met with Tucker. He's got an injury. He may miss the season in the fall, and that's really hurtful. I hate it for him because of a knee injury. However, we don't know 100% for sure, and he does have a redshirt year left.
He does. Correct. And I thought about you the other day because I saw where Syracuse, you talked about this a few weeks ago, your alma mater and what they've done with the new staff and what they've done with the NIL, bringing in the backup running back at Washington, their latest addition. I marveled at how this staff's gone in there. I don't know where it's coming from, but my goodness, they've gotten a lot of support through the NIL, and they're doing a great job trying to restack that roster. It's crazy.
I'm not sure how they're turning it so quick either. I have a hunch. But, you know, they're making a – they got their pedal to the metal, too, on this football thing. Mm-hmm. I think everyone understands the timing of what's happening now. And if there is going to be a big realignment and a reclassification – who's in and who's not, and it's going to come down to who's got good football teams. Unfortunately, that is the yardstick that will be used, and that's great if you're Virginia Tech, and football is the yardstick. There's so much happening. Every day I heard you talking about Ross Dellinger before.
Yeah.
Every day you start reading things and like, okay, well, the conferences have agreed to this, and the NCAA has agreed to that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can sense the Title IX lawyers are already on conference calls ready to pounce.
Yeah. No answers, man. I mean, it's crazy.
And that's why, you know, you hear people like Greg Sankey and of the SEC and all the commissioners, Dr. Phillips from the ACC, all of them, hoping Congress can figure out a way to help, whether it's through antitrust legislation or some sort of NIL laws that will make it easier for athletes and easier for athletic departments to pull this off. But, you know, relying on Congress right now is going to be that's a half-court shot,
yeah.
I would say.
It is. It really is. Bring the fan out for $100,000. That's right.
And it's hard to comment on it. You know, you don't want to be political about it, but clearly we, you know, even the most optimistic person regarding our methods of government would shake his or her head right now because they're having a hard time getting a lot of things done. And as big as NIL and antitrust legislation might be to college commissioners and the conferences and university presidents, you know, we can't get together on what to do with Ukraine and Russia and Israel and,
right.
You know, Gaza. There's a lot of really big things happening right now. We're having a hard time getting those things through, so... I'd rather the commissioners and the leagues figure things out on their own.
Yeah.
But they can't.
Well, the Ross Report's always very timely, and in lieu of what's going on with Sean Combs' issues right now, you have a story regarding.
I do. So, are you a P. Diddy fan?
No, I'm not.
You're not a rapper?
No. Well, certain rap is okay, but not really him. No.
So you know he's in trouble again. This one could be really big.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can follow that.
Absolutely.
But I vividly remember it was June of 2015, Rick.
Yeah.
June of 2015. It was a Monday morning, and it was my first morning. I was at a UCLA external meeting. My first one. June.
Mm-hmm.
Right? While we're in the meeting, someone bursts in and says, we've got an issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just keeping my mouth shut. I don't know what's happening here. And it was that, so P. Diddy's real name is Sean Combs, and his son, Justin, was the defensive back on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently there was the strength coach yelled at him at practice.
Right.
And P. Diddy did not appreciate. And he went into the weight room, and he allegedly picked up one of those barbells, the small ones, and started beating the heck out of the strength coach,
wow.
Coach Alosi. And by the time it got from the weight room football complex to the athletic department, TMZ had it.
That fast?
Mm-hmm. TMZ already had it. And there, I said, you know, TMZ isn't sniffing around the Virginia Tech locker room.
Very true. Very true.
It's just a mental mindset that when anything happens out there, the first thing people think about is, I have a story, I can sell it.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's just the culture. And by the time the athletics administration heard about it, I don't know if it came from the police department, someone had posted it. And it's been an eventful decade for P. Diddy.
Yeah, finding out he's not a very good dude in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Absolutely. Wow. Just wow. It is Bill Roth and the Roth Report. Coming up, we're going to have his Baker team game of the week, as well as the NRV Heart Clinic top three, and maybe some updates what's going on with some of the kids this summer as well, as we roll along here on this Wednesday with the voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth and the Roth Report. Stay with us.
Morning, hon. Breakfast is almost ready. I just love cooking on my new stove. I'm so glad we called Louise to help us sell our old house and find a new one with a larger kitchen. She worked so hard to find us just the right property. I just love it.
This is Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team with Long & Foster Realtors. When you are ready to find your larger space, check us out at nrvhomes.com. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda work hard to find your right space.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling, and True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team of Long & Foster Realtors. Buffalo & Moore in Reiner is pleased to announce they are back to full service for their customers. Dine-in, carry-out, or catering is now available. Call Connie Hale for that special birthday cake, a family-style takeout meal, or a quick grab-and-go lunch or dinner. Bring a friend and enjoy the full menu for dining in. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda remind you to shop local.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling, and True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
From the classroom to the studio to the stadium, it's time to catch up on the latest from Virginia Tech's Sports Media and Analytics Program. Today's SMA update is brought to you by First in Maine, Blacksburg's premier destination to eat, drink, shop, and play.
We roll along with the Roth Report here on BDST, and I know a lot of the youngsters still working around this summer, aren't they?
We are rolling along, as you mentioned. Yeah, we've got kids all over the place. The Cape Cod Baseball League is about to start. We've got two kids up there. We've got broadcasters from the West Coast down to Texas and here in Salem with Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill calling the games for the Red Sox just up the road. So we're excited about those kids. But I've got some anxiety, Rick.
Uh-oh.
I have some anxiety today.
What's that?
Well, the Jim Nance Award gets announced Friday on the All-American team. And we have had for those that don't know, the Jim Nance Award is essentially the Heisman Trophy of broadcasting. And it goes to the best college sportscaster. And they announce a first team and a second team All-American team. And the voting is done by a group of about 15 sportscasters from around the country and people that have been doing this for a few years. Some of the executives from Westwood One and Learfield IMG back in the day, other top broadcasters from around the country. They review submissions from all over the country, and then they rank the kids all over the country. Young men, young women. And we have had Evan Hughes, as we know, won this award 3 years ago, essentially the Heisman Trophy for broadcasting. But we've had a first-team All-American 4 years in a row, meaning just, I mean, there's only five of them. One of the top five kids in America is a Hokie. And I'm hoping we can continue that here on Friday. Yeah. I think we've got some of the most talented kids around. Great attitude. They're going to be super successful professionally. And I know it's just awards, but it's a Virginia Tech award. It's a Tech School of Communication award and for our SMA program. And so these are unaligned people that are objective, that they're not Syracuse fans, they're not Tech fans, they're not pick on any other school, Notre Dame, whatever. Everyone has an equal chance. We've had winners from St. Cloud State, from USC, and from Virginia Tech in the last couple of years. So it doesn't even have to be Division One,
right?
It could be a Division Three student. And so that's Friday. So we'll have a ranking. We'll have a first team All-Americans, the Nance winner, second team. So I have a little anxiety.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Sure.
Nothing we can do at this point, right?
They've
done their reels. We've worked hard all year, all academic year. And then I work with the students to put their best work together. And for those that don't understand, in the professional world, employers look at, quote, your reel, which can be on YouTube or SoundCloud or Vimeo or whatever online digital platform you would go with. And that's how you get hired.
Right.
Because essentially, as you know, right, Rick, you kind of live through your work.
Yeah, you do. You do.
It's not really a resume, per se. They want to see and hear what you're like. And so we work really hard to put reels together, and we'll see how we do on Friday.
Well, good luck. I hope the streak continues. Absolutely. Speaking of streaks now, your Baker team game of the week's had like a streak of like 100 straight weeks of outstanding choices. What do you have going this week?
Okay, so only because I just got back from Spain, and Real Madrid is playing in the European Cup final Saturday. The game, by the way, they're playing Dortmund from Germany. The game is on CBS at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. This is a rare, in the USA, CBS international soccer event. To put this in perspective, so last year, 400 million people watched this worldwide. So it's about four times the number of viewers that the Super Bowl gets. This is the biggest soccer game outside of the World Cup that we'll have.
Wow.
Real Madrid versus Dortmund. It's 3 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock in London. I don't know anything about the German side. I really don't. But after watching Real Madrid play Saturday in person, the way they pass the ball is unbelievable, Rick.
Yeah, that's what's, when you watch that level, that's what really stands out, doesn't
it? They're the best team in the world, and they're very highly paid, very highly skilled, but when they, it's almost like the Globetrotters, right? The ball, it looks like it's on a zip line from foot to foot. And there's never a bad pass. Now, the defense can get in the way and deflect it, but, man, they're so skilled.
It's so great you got to experience that, man. It really is. To be in that culture like that and watch that, that's cool. That's so cool. It's also
so that's our game of the week. And I know there's some like other it. Big games.
Yeah.
NBA is happening, and next week we'll probably focus on some of that. The Rangers, Florida Panthers series, they've had three straight overtime games.
Yeah, it's been exciting. Yeah.
And last night, the Florida scored in OT to tie that series at 2-2. So now that Eastern Conference final is a best of three.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, now we segue out of the Baker team game of the week to the NRV Heart Clinic top three.
Are you ready for today's countdown? It's time for Bill's top three. Now back to Rick Watson.
And for the texters earlier who asked, I'm glad you were patient because now Bill will get into answering your questions about food.
Isn't that funny? People want to know about food.
I know. It was great. That happened early.
We get that all the time. Like, Burnup and I'll go do a game. I vividly remember this last year, the Hokies played in Louisville, right? Remember?
Yes.
In November.
Yes.
And we come back and all in, where'd you guys eat? What'd you get?
What'd you get? Go? Yeah, yeah.
Not about the game.
No.
But I'll give you my top three from Spain just to give our loyal listeners a taste.
Here we go. I love it.
Well, number one, you know, I consider myself a churro aficionado.
You've always said that.
And the best churros in the world are in Spain. But it's different, right? It's they're not always hot. And they're bigger. They're massive. And some people dunk them in chocolate. The Spaniards,
ooh,
that's what you do. You dip it in chocolate.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Some people I saw dunking it in coffee.
Now we do that.
Which was interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting, yeah.
I don't know what, but that's not the Spanish way of doing things. But they're not, like, there's not chocolate inside of them. And they're not coated in sugar and cinnamon like you get at the ballpark, right? You get churros or at the mall.
Right.
If you want it, they'll bring you a little cup or a small plate of sugar, and then you can smush your churro onto the sugar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But most people just dunk it in chocolate.
That's what
but
I would do.
They're very, very big. They're not like those small sticks that you would typically see.
Mm-hmm.
They're much, much thicker. And they're coming in different shapes and sizes. But the churro would be number three, or in this instance, número tres.
Okay, número tres, right.
So number two, and I love Italian and Spanish bread. So the bocadilla de jamón, which is basically a ham sandwich, right? But it's this crusty bread with the best ham in the world, and then there's like garlic and tomato and olive oil, just great.
Mm.
And you can get it; they'll put some cheese on it if you want, and pop it in an oven and melt it. That's good too. But you see them everywhere, and the bread is just crusty and fresh.
I love the melted cheese idea. That's good.
That's number two.
Okay.
And number one, if you go, you got to get the paella with the rice and the veggies and the spices. Paella with any seafood or chicken is just impossible to beat.
And you were having that, I think, when we talked last Wednesday. That's what you were going to have.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
With shrimp and lobster and, they call it prawns over there. But.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
All right. I like that. Well, you can't lose with any of those. Did they bring you chocolate? By the way, when you're dipping the churro, they bring you your whole like little container of chocolate?
Cup. Big cup, but it's very thick. It's and there's a lot of it. You would enjoy it.
Yeah.
And you know what else?
Yes,
what else
I would. What's that?
They do have all the American chains, right? They like we didn't eat there, but like there's right in the Gran Via, there's a Five Guys, and there's a McDonald's, and there's Burger King.
Oh, really?
So I did not eat, but I did walk in just to look at the menu.
Sure.
So Burger King, it is L Whopper.
L Whopper? Okay.
And McDonald's, it's the metric system. There is no quarter pounder. Everything is a different name.
Sure.
It is the Big Mac. Big Mac translates into all languages, but there's no quarter pounder. They have different So Teal's still in Alaska. Has anyone checked on David?
Yeah, he actually touched base yesterday. He says, I'm still having a great time on vacation. He goes, if you don't mind, I think I'll pass again this week. And I said, no problem at
See,
all.
See, he's an adventurer.
He is.
He is an adventurer. Teal, to him, it would be travel 14 hours to Alaska, or however long it takes to get there, and look at a moose. I want to have a glass of wine, have some paella, and listen to some Spanish jazz.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Both beneficial, I get it, but yeah, I think I would go with your approach a little more. Than... By the way, this is the final Ross report here on this station. We'll debut next week over on the Bear,
our first week on the Bear.
Yeah. So we're excited.
When did we start
that.
This? What year did you say?
That was back in 2002. And then we had the brief hiatus.
Years we've
yeah,
been doing this.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of hair ago for me, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, but it's great. I'm glad we're moving to the Bear. I hope everyone, so next week you got to shift over, get some rock and roll music on. That's the home of the Hokies here in the NRV.
Absolutely.
We'll be talking Hokie stuff. I'm really excited. You know, this is a big week for recruiting for our guys. These weekends are huge. And, you know, the kids, they're out of school, so they can come up and they can spend a little bit more time in Blacksburg. And, you know, once every coach that we've ever had says this, once you get them on campus, like Coach Duffy said that last week, too.
Yeah.
She said, we're going to get kids here, and they
got a
shot. Great recruit out of North Carolina.
Right.
Very highly touted a point guard this past week. So, you know, we got a lot of really good things happening. We got a lot of amazing momentum on the recruiting front. And we just got to keep it going.
They will. Well, listen, I'm glad you had a great time. I'm glad you got back safely.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you next week on the Bear.
Yes, sir. There you go. That's Bill Roth and the Roth Report. Great stuff from Bill. And there's your list. See, you ask about food, and he delivered. More coming up here as we roll along. Final segment on a Wednesday.
Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team of Long & Foster Realtors. Buffalo & Moore in Reiner is pleased to announce they are back to full service for their customers. Dine-in, carry-out, or catering is now available. Call Connie Hale for that special birthday cake, a family-style takeout meal, or a quick grab-and-go lunch or dinner. Bring a friend and enjoy the full menu for dining in. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda remind you to shop local.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling. And True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.